Beautiful. Alhamdulillah. Wonderful. We're in this, now I feel like we're on a slide, almost literally down to the Ramadan or up to the Ramadan, but it's an ascension maybe. And inshallah, you know, we're publishing now another salawat book, but much expanded from the former salawat. So inshallah, it'll be very, very beautiful. I'm hoping to get it in time for the start of the Ramadan, if not soon. But the only, I forgot to thank, the only being was the community, because this is the living hadith. I mean, this is the embodiment of hadith and Quran, the living community. This is where the hadith take on meaning. They only take on meaning when you're in relationships, and when, particularly when you're in relationships through Allah and for the sake of Allah. And when one has already, you know, when one's heart has been open to that second and higher life, and that birth of the spirit, then it all becomes so meaningful. Both the Quran lifts her veil, as it is said, and the hadith become alive. So I thank you now, alhamdulillah, for undergoing this great journey and together. Truly a journey into the mystery. We never know what's going to happen. But inshallah, may we have a blessed Ramadan. May we have a blessed Ramadan. Ameen. May everyone who intends and who desires it have a blessed Ramadan. And may the effects of the Ramadan, the fruit of the Ramadan, be spread far and wide to beings and people who have no idea that the Ramadan is there, but who just simply are the recipients of its generosity. And we receive more rewards in the West for the Ramadan because, you know, going against the tide, it's not so easy to uphold the fasting days or the prayer nights and the reading of Quran in a culture which is doing something very different, you know. But that all the more, therefore, should we cling with the community and stay close to the community, because that's our raft, really. And you know, when if we go out in the world and we're fasting and no one else in our workday is fasting, and we, you know, you can begin to feel somewhat isolated and strange. But then when you come, when the sun sets, you come in the evening and you gather with the companions who've, you know, been undergoing the same thing, then somehow the beauty and the meaning of it come flooding back. And you have to remember the early community of the Prophet. Can you imagine that? Here we live in a society of religious tolerance and freedom, you know. But to be part of this very intense community that it was, the early community, and guided only by him and by the revelations which were coming, and they didn't know which ones were coming. They were just waiting on them, like these openings from heaven. And then, but set in the context of a very hostile society that were out to stamp you out, eradicate you, and actually literally kill and enslave or banish, put in exile. So, you know, you just have to think of that to see how easy it is. We can fast, and no one might be patting us on the back for it, but alhamdulillah, that's better anyway. You know, that's, again, one of the gifts of the West. We don't have that social compunction, or people going around seeing if each other are fasting, which is, you know, one of the illnesses of a single society, whether it's Christian or like Orthodox, very strong practicing, or Islamic, or anything where other people, where you feel like you have to do it because others are looking at you and making you feel like you, either you're with them or not. So Allah is looking at us, and let's enjoy that gaze. Let's enjoy and relish and thrive on Allah's gaze and Allah's divine approval. As I was saying, 10 years ago, we could not have made the book we made. 10 years ago, it's 25 years ago, I think, that the work on the book started with Junaid and Sixtina. It was Junaid's idea to gather salawat, she said. Mm-hmm. And they worked on them. They translated the ones that Muzaffar Effendi would use frequently. And that's the book we've been using. And then also Sheikh Noor's, what Sheikh Noor greatly contributed. And then we started looking for other salawats and went online and to the Dalai al-Hayrat and various, to Abdul Qadir Gaylani, thanks to Mukhtar Holland, who translated the greater part of his work, I think. Mm. And but in each case, you know, it needed, there's a reworking also. So, good, alhamdulillah. Oh, mashallah.